can't live on it.
Lord, no. I think the people in the chat were talking about anime before we turned on.
God damn it. We're here shining a light, disinfecting this chat.
Scattering like spiders in a darkened corner when you let them...
Ah!
There's...
Last day.
A couple more small things to film. Got UPF.
Yeah.
And all that's left for it is to make the rest of the content.
Right. A lot of write-ups.
A lot of write-ups, a lot of guest lists to edit.
Yeah, I started building a rough framework for my personal top 10 about a month ago, but I haven't looked at it in a while, and I'm sure it's changed quite a bit.
Before I left for this trip, I had a list of about 40 games I was looking at as games I like this year. Between then and now, I pared it down to about 25. After our discussions, I can think of about 10 of those I can pretty easily rip off. And then I just need to figure out the last five. Sarah asks how the guest list is looking. It's looking very good. It's going to be a lot this year. Pretty much all the usual chuckleheads. And a nice mix of new folk. Many of which worked on games that we talked about throughout the year. And perhaps a wrestler or two.
Ah, good. Are they good wrestlers or bad wrestlers?
I think they're good wrestlers.
Okay. Are they fan favorites or are they rule breakers?
There might be some rule breakers in there.
Oh, shit.
Might be some heel tactics finding their way into our list. We'll see.
Decided it was going to not play music anymore after that last song. Like, it just didn't update the interface when it changed tracks, and after that it was like, fuck it, I don't know what we're doing! Music,
it's just too much.
What is this? Maybe that's the end of the playlist. Maybe that's what happened. Yeah. Well, all right then.
Just got the weirdest stare from this woman in the car next to us. This cat power looking lady.
She seemed like real very eager to get around us.
She kind of looked like she had animus in her eyes. I don't know.
If there are any stations on the dial that would be like your home for sludge metal.
That's okay. I'm a man of diverse taste.
Your home for the Eagles and Jackson Brown.
Not that diverse.
Okay.
The Jackson Brown part I'm okay with, not so much the Eagles.
Yeah. think the Eagles saw an increased outpouring of negative sentiment in the wake of the Big Lebowski?
I would guess yes, but I would also guess they're also rich, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, sure.
And hey, you know what, Glenn Frey, hell of a musician.
Sure, yeah. We got Ozzy's Boneyard.
Oh, hell yeah. The Jam!
Yeah. I would rather listen to any Nickelback song than that song.
That's fair. I might not necessarily agree, but I do hate that song.
I heard people saying nice things about the new Metallica album.
I've also heard this. I have heard a couple of songs off it. It certainly seemed better than the last album, but I don't know if I care.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also, it seems like kind of a low bar.
Yeah.
Judging by the reaction to that last album.
Yeah, I just don't have the energy to listen to anything but, like, the first couple of Metallica albums anymore. I just don't care.
Yeah. Same for me in the first DOC record.
Sure. Wasn't aware he put out more.
Oh, yeah. After his accident, he put out, like, two albums.
Okay.
And it's like a skeleton ghoul zombie is rapping at you, and it's hard. It's hard to handle.
I understand. Now, Keith Sweat, I celebrate the entire catalog.
Of course. What? Look how long it took me. Built the empire. Lucius.
How do you feel about this?
Is this recent?
I think this is fairly recent.
They put out something fairly recently, right?
Yes. Like, not this year, but
yeah,
within this decade, I believe.
Bell Biv DeVoe just decided, hey, we could probably write some new stuff. Real estate business ain't what it used to be.
I am a supporter of Michael Bivins and all his endeavors. And the other guys, too.
I'm more of a Ricky Bell man.
All right, that's fine. Ricky Bell's cool. But fuck DeVoe.
Yeah, Ron DeVoe. Get it, man. Fuck that. Goddamn. I think he's the one that had the real estate business. He don't need this shit.
They're all talking about fantasy football in the chat right now.
Yeah, they do that. There's a lot of that. You look down there sometimes and there's a lot of football and a lot of anime.
Yeah.
Coming out of that chat room. And
I just made my fantasy playoffs.
Yeah?
Yes, it did.
How did you, like, roll the dice well, or what?
Yeah. Yeah, my players all rolled 20s. Yeah, so I had a really horrible draft this year. Four of my top five picks either got injured very early in the season or retired.
Cool.
Early in the season.
All right.
And somehow I still ended up in third place.
Huh.
And in the playoffs.
You just make wise trades?
A lot of good free agent pickups. Just, you know, careful management of the team. And a couple of lucky breaks.
When players retire or are out for the season with injury, do you get anything in return? Like points or what?
Nothing. You're fucked when that happens.
Okay, alright.
Like, Adrian Peterson and Eric Decker, my, like, number one running back and wide receiver, respectively, both got injured. Arian Foster, who was my third running back, retired, like, 3 games into the season.
Why?
He'd had injury history, and then he got hurt again. And then the guy behind him had two, like, 200-yard games.
Okay.
So he was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you. To be fair, I picked up Foster, like, in the 6th round or something when no one else would touch him. And I thought, if he stays healthy, it'll be great. Mm. And he didn't. I've also been managing my girlfriend's team at her office.
How's that gone?
Good. She's in the playoffs, too.
Do people come and ask her questions, and she has to, like, front like she knows more than she does?
She knows enough. Okay. Like, she pays attention. She just doesn't always, like, know enough to, like, hey, what player should I replace this player with?
Right.
But that's... In general, she knows what she's talking about.
I feel like most people shouldn't know the answer to that question.
And most of the people in her league do not.
Nah. Maybe I'll find the fantasy sports station and, you know, you can really sink into this.
Oh, yeah.
Or we could just stay here and listen to the Newsboys.
So the thing I'll say is that as much as I enjoy fantasy sports, there's almost nothing else in the world I want to hear less than people telling me about fantasy sports stats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I don't want that in my life.
That's like the water cooler conversation of the damned.
Yes. And that the people who make their professional hay doing that, that's great for them, but I don't want any part of it.
Yeah. Do you go out and buy a magazine or anything like that before Mm-mm. the draft? That was, Brendan would always do that. I would go with him to the Barnes & Noble, and he would buy, like, it was like before, like, anyone would do their drafts right around that time, they put out all these magazines that are like $15 each.
Yes.
And he would go get a lot of them.
Yeah, so I never did that because I don't take it nearly serious enough. Like, the league I'm in is a $50 buy-in. It's no skin off my back if that doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more than happy to just do a little reading on the internet before the draft. Like, literally, like, a day or two before the draft, and then just go in. Mm. Malrock is saying something of interest.
Okay.
Fast 8 as a title.
Okay.
Fate of the Furious.
Yep. All right. Fuck. You gotta go get a fucking glowing sword. Fucking fight a chimera and make it fall off the mountain and cars.
And that chimera is played by Helen Mirren.
Yeah, okay.
I have to see if that's actually true or not, or if they're just making that shit up. That'd be pretty amazing. Also, yes, Fate, as in F8.
Yeah, no, they've been calling it F8 for a long time.
Yeah, so now that's just Fate.
This version does not make me think of wrestling the same way the original version does.
Yep, there it is. The Fate of the Furious. Fuck it. I love it.
That's great.
Go all the way.
That's good.
You get Charlize Theron. You go with your dumb title. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, Charlize Theron is in that movie.
Yeah.
It's a hacker.
Something about the Fate of the Furious makes it sound like that would be the last one.
I mean, it could be that some of that cast maybe wants to go do other things now. Maybe they'll peel back some of the characters from it. I mean, as much as I like the whole of that cast, I would be fine with Tyrese maybe taking a break.
Sure.
Like, him and Ludacris are good together, but I also feel like their shtick is maybe, like, by the end of 7, I was a little like, okay, no, I get it. He's the straight man.
Yeah.
He's the wacky asshole.
You guys get a task that one character could probably perform.
Yes.
But you're both in the movie, because why not?
So if you chance to meet him while walking through the town, you'll shake him by his fat old hand.
Did you see Fast 7?
I did.
His eyes will beam and sparkle.
It's not my favorite of the series, but I thought they handled what was a fucked up situation pretty admirably.
Yeah. Yes.
I still say 5 is the best one.
Oh, which one is 5?
That is, it's Fast 5.
Yeah. Is that the first one with The Rock?
Yes. That is the first one with The Rock.
Okay, yeah.
That's the one where they go to Brazil.
Yeah. No, that one's good.
My computers are deeply affected.
Shortwave!
The ESPN app football season is...
Yeah, for me, the order is 5, 6, 3, 1.
I, you know, the loss itself might affect their
score. No, 7-1.
But the way they play doesn't mean anything. All that really matters is they
4-2.
They got a month to get themselves back on track, and I expect they will.
The Playmaker portable satellite antenna for Dish.
Yeah, I kind of, yeah. I at some point checked out of the process of ranking them.
Sure. I mean, there are 7 of those movies already.
Yeah. And really only just have a strong dislike for 2.
Yeah.
And
even 2 has, like, a couple of scenes that are like, there's something there.
I think, like, from an action perspective, yes. Like, there's some good car shit. But I don't like anything about. I think that movie is at times very poorly acted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, extraordinarily bad.
And it is shitty.
Yeah. And 4 is like not a good movie, but I sort of respect it as the foundation for everything that came after.
Yeah. No. I the next closest. I think that movie's okay. That's the drug tunnel one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like that one.
That's the one where they kill Michelle Rodriguez at the beginning.
Right. Here you go. There's Fantasy Sports, the station.
The matchup everybody's been waiting for all season. We've been talking about it for weeks, it feels like. Mike Evans,
yeah, I bet you have been talking about this for weeks.
Saints, Bucks are home this time. They're in the Dome in 2 weeks.
I don't understand how you would do a full station about Fantasy Sports other than the ad money is certainly there, because, like, isn't Fantasy Sports something that is highly personal, and so, like, the news is just about, is kind of just about sports?
It is, but it's about breaking down the sports in matchups and, like, how is this individual player likely to perform under these conditions against this team, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
It's all about trying to suss out the ideal matchups for the week. And since there are 32 teams that each have, let's say, 11 starters on each side.
Right.
And granted, they don't talk about defense nearly as much, because a lot of people just play team defenses.
Right.
But that's a... you can stretch that out.
Yeah.
Unlike last week, where, you know, we had an instance of truly nothing...
Also, the people who talk about Fantasy Sports, like, on the internet and on the radio, all... give me the impression that they really wanted to be actual sports broadcasters, and that did not work out.
Yeah,
sure.
This is at least a similarly good matchup, I think, for Breeze.
It's an entire industry of stat boys.
Where you had the Lions, a down
and Michael Rapaport.
If they get the slightest lead, they just run out the clock. These are probably 2 of the 3 most...
For sure.
But you're not gloating, are you?
No. You know, James...
JB, you said either one, right? I mean, I'd love to see Encarnacion there. Maybe it's not...
I love listening to the baseball station in the dead of the baseball offseason. When they're really fucking digging deep and going like, well, you know, it's winter ball. Kill me.
It's just an endless countdown to spring training.
Yeah.
Did talk to Turner's team.
my phone all day, and I might check it once a night just to make sure everything's cool.
866 Pit Lane.
That's the best thing, is kind of disconnecting from everybody.
Do you think he changed?
Oh, we trading paint over here?
Yeah.
He doesn't do it quite as demonstratively as he used to. And he's also growing.
Before business begins, your investors are starting their day smart with Maria Bartiromo. Mornings with Maria has the powerful conversation and pre-market expertise that's made it the fastest growing business show in the morning. And all throughout the business day, people are turning to Fox Business.
Has anyone ever left you a comment where you were like, okay, that's interesting, maybe I'll flirt with this guy?
Nope. Never happened.
I want to talk about the gay voice. You know, this is, you know, the Gabriel's gonna do.
I got you on camera. Don't let Patterson steal your holidays. Guard your gifts with the Ring Video Doorbell. Give someone special to gift a peace of mind for the holidays. Defend your...
Pack order, so you can easily gift a ton.
Free and there's no catch. At Credit Karma, we thought...
I'm on a break Monday nights, and he filled the lane, and obviously...
And you have nothing on him.
I love that pool picture
so much.
I know. I'm under 24/7 surveillance here.
Kyle sends me that picture every 2 days with a different cat.
I'm just meditating.
Right.
And he would have monks over at his house.
Really?
Buddhist monks.
And no,
he was helping this...
Kevin Nealon. Now that's a noggin I want to crack open. Really get to the gooey center of.
Howard Stern gets the A-list of the A-list of the A-list. Because I feel like I've heard like pretty good Kevin Nealon interviews. Over
Oh yeah, I mean I don't hate Kevin Nealon. I just have never actually found him that funny.
Here's Michael Rapaport on talking about fantasy football.
Oh,
promoting
good.
His show.
Listen to me, JD, you were voting to drain the swamp,
right.
and then all I know is everybody's in. Same with you, Gary.
This is all these Hillary voters went Trump.
And here they stand by myself. This one thing I fucked up. The vote we came in to take was whether.
And that led to
jokes.
Ha ha! The radio.
Yeah, and she urged me to not just.
Shaped DVD box
right,
set.
Yeah, you're like,
don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Is that how they would be? They'd come in a house shaped box
do,
set?
They come in a house, yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, they have Jody Sweet over here.
You pick up on that pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the same thing with friendships. You can...
I did not watch that Full House reboot. You know.
Oh, right, that happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Was that like a set of shows?
It was like,
one,
it was like, I want to say like 8 episodes
sure.
on Netflix.
Applied and got a job.
Yeah,
I just can't think of a thing in my life I want to see less.
Yeah, that like who the
Again,
fuck wanted
I'm
that? That
always
seems...
happy if someone works
and I say this as someone who, as a child, did watch Full House as a show. Like, yes, I watched that sitcom as a kid, but the idea of trying to watch it as an adult just sounds mortifying.
$6 billion in box office sales for the year. That's a record for the company. Kevin, you've been on this stock. It's back above 100 bucks, pushing at 105.
That just seems like one of those things where they got drunk with power after, like, bringing back other beloved shows. And they're like, oh, everyone loved it when we did Arrested Development, even if the shows weren't that great. Anyway, we brought back Mr. Show, and it wasn't that great. Let's keep going! And then just came to that at some point. Like, Yeah.
Yeah, the With Bob and David one was actually the most disappointing to me.
Yeah. Like, it was still...
It was okay.
Funny. Like, it wasn't terrible.
There were a couple of really great bits in there, but, like, it was not enough to sustain what they wanted to do. The Wet Hot American Summer bit was actually really good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Because that was weird.
Yes. And people that you didn't think would be of note in it were actually, like, the secret... Super, like Chris Pine was like the secret best thing about that entire show. And the whole fucking storyline about how that fucking theme song got written.
Adult Swim went for another season of Decker.
Yes.
Which I keep meaning to just go kind of see all of Decker.
I've seen
a lot of it. Like, it was on YouTube for a while before moving to TV, I guess.
Yeah. So I've seen a handful of episodes of that, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. They're saying that next year is very much a, like, Tim Heidecker, Eric Wareheim year, that they are, like, kind of going to do a bunch of stuff together again.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I don't know what that, how that translates or what that'll end up meaning, but...
I didn't really like that bedtime story show they did.
Yeah, same here. It wasn't... I thought it was a really cool idea. And...
Yeah. Just wasn't really into what they did with it.
Yeah. Dude, do you love Counting Crows?
Do I?
Fuck yeah. Especially the Counting Crows of the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Their best era.
Listen to all the previous episodes right back to number one. Follow us now and you won't miss a single episode. Annie Lamb on Facebook got the right ideas. She sent us a message saying thank God for Mixcloud email notifications. Anyways, get in touch via Twitter, hashtag SBN Radio. Let us know how your January is panning out. And now, Greg Rosalto and DJ Gregory Canoa.
You just ask how our January was panning out.
How is your January panning out?
Fuck, I don't know.
Dope with an Uzi? Can you do that?
You know, you gotta stir the pot. You know, you could stir up a pot with a gun if you really had to.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Song gets played with an alarming frequency on the station. Say, Uncle Luke. That's Captain Dick to you.
Sorry. I forgot he ascended to the rank of captain. Thing.
Usually, right as we're in city, we'll flood there a lot, and right about here, actually.
See what I can think of.
Yeah. It's been raining pretty fucking hard these past couple of nights.
Yeah. I'm under the impression that it's still a necessary thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Still trying to build back up from the drought.
Foodies. Kids have great taste, is what that man said. School foodies.
Nope.
Yeah. song ends up getting a lot of play, too. Some of their choices just seem weird to me. Like the songs they'll latch onto in a playlist-like fashion. Like, I don't dislike this song.
Whoever programs this station just fucking loves the Boogie Boys.
Yeah. But it just, every time it comes on, all I want to do is fucking come over here
and listen to something else.
Play White Girl by E40.
It's thinking.
Sorry, Jeff. I'm having trouble playing your music.
Now I see why. I've loaded up the music app and it's just a blank screen.
Oh, that's not good.
It just crashed. The music just crashed.
Ah, okay. There it is.
There it is. All right. Play White Girl by E40. They should play this song more often.
I agree.
I throw the yellow in the pot, let it simmer and babe. Add a little baking soda, make it form like aftershave. I like to serve my dope wet, cause it weigh a hell of a lot more. You can smell a residue in the fumes from next out. Turf superstar, microwaves and pickle jars, portable digital scale, custom painted puzzle cards. Different with a razor blade, use a safety pin. What they going for? Nigga, what you trying to spin? When it's a dry, I just sit on my dope and wait for the prices to skyrocket and rise like real estate. I got that ice cream, that candy, that girl, that white. My price is charging 2006, hand me tight. I'm a deep one, coach. I thought you knew, just like any other motherfucker in my crew. Under in the bushes, chopper up in the tree. AK, a light up your chest like E. White girl, white girl, white girl, girl. I got that. White girl, white girl, girl, white girl. White girl, I got that. White girl. Now let me introduce the world to my girl. She white, she bright, she shine like a pearl. And I ain't talking about Lindsay Lohan. I'm talking about that sniff that blow me. That one hit that'll get you open. Might make your nose bleed if it's broken. So if you're not ready, hold no tamper with her. She the chick who had Tony Montana slipping. She's so bad, she make you mad. But soon as you get mad, she make you cash. That white girl, but she ain't always that right. She ain't always that right. She ain't always that right. No. Give me one girl, I mean one grand. I teach you how to give a white girl a suntan. Put it in that pot till it get that hot. Then start to serve mix a lot. White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl. I got that. White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl. I got that. White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl. I got that. White girl, white girl, white girl, white girl, white girl.
Down in the dirt itself to be exact. Getting money from white girls is a well-known fact. I like a black, brown, Puerto Rican, and Asian. But nothing bring the brand back like a Caucasian. Whether winter, fall, summer, spring, a white girl's always down for doing the damn thing. Shuffled on the highway, she ain't no wrong. Got a white girl driving with white girls in the trunk. Hold up. I ain't lying, it's the best thing going. When my white girl's around, it's always snowing. Mama can't stand up, telling me to switch, saying I'ma go to jail, fucking with that white man. No shit. Always around to keep me paid. With some white girl on my team, I got it made. So if you're down with your luck, you got no money. To do what I do, I don't get just no money, man.
White girl, white girl. White girl, white girl,
it's got a message I think everyone can believe in. White
girl, most definitely.
White girl, 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 white girl,
by the motherfucking cops. Roots look hard, but the bitches is fraud. Don't like to see me, but I want me to go rock and rock. Move around, bitch, you need to get out the way. I keep a young Susan when it's time to move away. You need to learn the game before you try to play. Like cash gone, the law to take you away. So I keep me a snow bunny riding in the front. Put a triple zillion head and a platinum cunt. You already know they eat nuts like a squirrel. Let me hit you in your ass and bust nuts in your girl, white girl.
He thought that was pretty funny.
Man, that motherfucker jumping out the goddamn chain. What the fuck is that under the clothes for, man?
He was right.
Ah, well. Shuffle all my music.
Killer.
It knows.
Great start.
Yeah. It's like, oh, all of it? Oh, all of it.
Yeah.
The stuff that's in the cloud, the stuff that's on, all of it. Okay. All right. You dumbass. Here's all your music, you asshole. Hot sex for your pleasure, set it off. Liquid treasures flowing in the walls. I'm in the mood, and I'm in the mood to egg you. And let my tongue explore all up in you. Around your belly button, all around your neck. Down to your fist, then you bitch. Oh, hot so nice. Jeff, I don't think Vanilla Ice has ever had sex.
Did he just say, me and you doing the sex?
I believe he did.
I'm now officially a Vanilla Ice truther. Vanilla Ice has never fucked.
He's a good rhymes.
Yeah, no, he's a fine rapper. An excellent rhymer.
Remember, this is the title track from this album.
Yes.
Like, he must have, like, come away from this going, like, no, that's, yeah, hot sex. That's,
this is what I want to communicate.
Yeah, this is my message as an artist.
By some miracle of chance, my theory that he has never had sex doesn't bear out to be true. I'm going to say there's a 99% chance that he has actually tried to play this song while having sex. Like, he thought that would be,
oh,
like...
that's the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, no, I know you're in the mood, Bill. Here, I'm really...
Yeah, no.
This is really going
to
do it.
Take it to the limit here, right here. Like, and he's got a remote control for, like, his bookshelf stereo, and he's pushing play on that while attempting to, like, very, in a sultry way, remove his pants.
Mm-hmm. Then accidentally getting his foot stuck in a garbage can.
Let's write a movie so we can put that scene in it. Even if it's not Vanilla Ice. The thought of someone putting this song on while attempting to remove their pants.
And then slipping on a banana peel and falling out of a window.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, the next thing that happens is someone gets injured bad. Because that's how movies work.
Thank you.
get a video that is Overwatch characters making fuck with each other while this song is played.
Yes.
I'm gonna bet that doesn't already exist.
But it can.
About the cast of Overwatch that has lent itself so well to, like, I feel like source filmmaker porn really broke through in a big way as a result of Overwatch, in a way that, like, all the MGS stuff and, like, a lot of, you know, just all, like, that stuff has existed for years, but never at this scale and never, like, like, people just haven't talked about it.
I mean, I think part of it is just the sheer popularity of the game. So, like, that stuff kind of bubbling to the surface just on the merits of people searching for things and then that popping up. Mm. I don't know. I mean, people seem to really like shipping those characters in various ways.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what exactly it is that makes it so popular. I think it's just because there is such a large cast of characters and people
a lot of
like
directions to go.
Yeah, people like to envision them in various configurations. Phrase and stuff, but there's nothing in the game that sort of like rigidly defines them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think people maybe feel a little more freedom to kind of just project like, what they want onto
yeah,
them.
Kind of fill in the blanks, as it were.
Bobby Valentine is in the running to be ambassador to Japan.
Fate of the Furious is still a really good name.
Yep. Yeah, if they're going to keep making weird names, by all means,
yeah,
go that far with it.
Yeah, I appreciate their willingness to not really have, like, feel this need to just write the words The Fast and the Furious in the title of every single one of them. Like, having at least some fun with the branding or whatever.
Well, that's about it, really. The film ends mainly visually.
Oh, here we go.
You like hit music?
I do.
Guys should really get back together. Mm-hmm. It said that above the tunnel now for a couple weeks. Just someone got out there and painted hands can. I'm not.
I have no idea what that means.
Like, did they mean to paint more and got caught?
Seems a decent possibility. Maybe that's just their tag. Hands can.
Yeah, maybe.
Tout le monde. Voici la musique d'ordinateur. Tire, ou meurt.
Sansom.
Mm-hmm.
One more. They made that, like, not one way. You know, they made it, but it's like, buses can turn here. And like, once a month, I almost turn on that street.
Well, at least you got the one out of the way for this month.
Yeah.
tue tout le monde. Voici la musique d'ordinateur. Tire ou meurt.
Somebody else going through something that makes you feel a way, it makes you want to put pen to pad. Like, it doesn't always have to be firsthand. That's the beauty about being a creator. You know, the world is whatever we perceive it to be. So we don't never have to live like that.
True that. I ain't you're the motherfucker. Hold on now, goddamn. They got Keith. Boston Keith.
Yo.
What up?
Yo, what up?
Keith, what up, with you? What up, Keith?
Nah, man, I'm just calling you to tell you, big fan, man. I just love the passion that you put in your writing, especially the last album, that song, Love, I'm Good.
Oh, like, yes.
True experiences, man, and so much emotion in it. That shit's awesome.
Keith, I really appreciate that. That song, Love, I'm Good, is one of my favorites also off of that All Love Lost album. If you can get it from me when I put it back out in another few years so E1 can't reap the benefits.
Got a call in Jersey. What up, man?
What's up, Blinds?
Yo, how you feeling, sir?
Hey, how's it going, man? DJ One Time, man. I just want to say I love you, man. And I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of your history, man. You keep doing what the fuck you're doing for Jersey City, bro.
One Time. Thank you, my nigga. I appreciate that, man. That's my guy, One Time.
Oh, okay. So you're about One Time. I need to do something One Time. Turn it up, fool.
You ain't about to get a bar out of me.
Come on, man. Come on.
You ain't about to get that.
Come on, man.
Not a one. Sorry, bro.
Why?
Breaking the Machine album this Friday.
God damn, man.
Produced by A-Rab Music. It is lit.
Man.
Listen, I barred too many niggas to death. No, I ain't coming in. Where you start that trend, you got to keep it up with an exclusive verse for now. No.
Well, kick a verse or whatever.
I'm not kicking no shit. Buy my shit if you want to hear Joe Budden spit. Damn it, this is my profession, Marshall. Huh? Marshall?
Oh, my God.
You're bullying me to do something on my boss's station.
what does that mean?
Yeah,
no.
Kick
a verse, man. It's
a hip-hop.
It's rap.
No, I kicked enough of them. Buy my album, Raging the Machine, this Friday.
Okay, well, I'm not waiting to get down.
You can get on iTunes.
Okay.
You can get on whatever streaming server provider you prefer, Spotify, Pandora. We have physical copies as well as you have a CD player in your vehicle. I'm the only dumbass that don't know where his CD player is in his vehicle.
You don't have a disc, man? What's wrong?
I'm sure that I have one. I just don't know where it is.
Okay.
I don't know where Mercedes is putting these shits. I don't know if it's in the trunk. I can't find it. But it's fine.
Well, you know, technology.
But I really do hope everybody does go out and support this project. Help me celebrate my independence. I love, love, love the project. I want to thank all parties involved. A-Rab especially. Everybody over at Dorsal Management. You guys are amazing. John Dead at Empire. You're a great guy over there. I'm just shouting people out. Lord,
Jimmy, motherfucker, doing a good thing for you, brother.
You for having me.
Come on, Joe.
Just merge into me. Just merge right into me.
Yes.
Fuck your lane.
Yeah.
Up and down journey that I call a career. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
And before we go out with the joint, what are we going to go out with, man? The new joint.
We're going to go out with a new joint produced by A-Rap Music. This one is called I Gotta Ask, off that Rage in the Machine album out this Friday. Jersey City was really good. 201, we still in this bitch. They can't rap me out of this bitch yet. Joe Budden, we here, my nigga. Still, thank you.
Brother, Lord, sis, brother, let's go.
Okay.
Look, standing in the cypher rocking. They're driving some of the hottest cars New Jersey's ever seen. They're dropping some of the dopest mixtapes that you ever heard. And it's all courtesy of weed a couple personally. Baby, I wish you niggas that would owe me some bread to come and drop it off. I wish you start telling a girl, but she won't pop it off. Wish I knew you wasn't with the shit, or what you hopping for. But pussy thrown your way every nanosecond, it's not an option, y'all. Normally a sponge, but it's some shit I just cannot absorb. Why y'all are dressed like Metro Boomin? I wish you would knock it off. Wish the best to see didn't mean who was more popular. But I just put my next 9 months ready to lock it more. Money is a lot to grab. Before we get to it, it's a question that I gotta ask. With all my niggas with the rubber grips. And if you with me, mama, rubbing your tits. And whatnot. I hear they thinking about speaking my name. But if they could, I'm taking bets. Money on my hood. Money on me, I'm good. Money on the wood. Money on wishing that money would. That's him against the wildlife. And I got money on the wood, baby. Two bitches, rich company, how I half with her. The Tennessee don't do the trip to watch the jet tripper. I'm trying to buy a compound, I need the pad bigger. That 7 bedrooms, 8.5 baths, I figure. Bad strippers, fraudulent hours last figure. Got a bartender thinking she'll get a glass slipper. You see a line of bottles coming, guess we're ordering them. I'm pointing at one.
Right about here.
Go to work.
This guy. His face tattoos. We'll see y'all later.